Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters.
親愛的弟兄姊妹，早晨。
The last time I had some sharing with you last year, I could see little faces on the computer screens.
記得上一次跟大家有機會分享，我是在電腦中間見到很小個正方形的格。
Now this time is an improvement, I see half the face.
但是今天早上比上次好了，一半你的樣子。
But I'm really happy to be here.
但是今天早上能夠與大家一同相聚，實在是非常喜樂。
As I waited before the Lord on what to share with you,
當我在主面前等候和大家來去分享的時候，
and I noticed that our brother Simon, I think 2 weeks ago, shared with you on Philippians chapter 1.
咁我曉得Simon 弟兄兩個星期之前係同大家係講到腓利比書。
That I want to leave the chapter 2 and 3 for our WCCC speakers.
腓立比書二章、三章，我哋會等西岸特會嚟去聽。
So I will fellowship with you just briefly on some of the verses in chapter 4.
今天早上願意同大家嚟去分享一下腓立比書四章裏面一啲嘅經文。
On this topic of a life of fullness.
那個的題目就是講到一個豐盛的人生。
So Philippians chapter 4 verses 11 to 13.
腓立比書第四章第十一到十三節。
Paul here says, Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry,both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处富足，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那给我力量的，凡事都能作。
And verse 18,
第十八节,
Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full. Having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
但我样样都有,并且有余,我已经充足,因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送,当作极美的香气,为神所收納所喜悅的祭物。
And of course, the famous verse in the Gospel of John,
當然在約翰福音裡面有一處很出名的經文。
That the Lord Jesus in chapter 10 said that I have come to give you life and life more abundantly.
主耶穌是這樣說的，我來是叫羊得生命，並且得更豐盛。
And in the letter to the Colossians, which our first song sing very well,
在哥羅西書剛才我們都唱過了。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9,
哥羅西書第二章第九節。
For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Now when Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians, he was, as our song leader said, in the prison.
当保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候，他是被囚的。
And as he wrote in the first chapter that he was someone who was facing possibly the death penalty.
咁喺第一章我哋睇到佢被囚，佢係面临可能係死刑。
And he has served the Lord for many years.
咁喺嗰段时间佢已经服侍主一大段年日。
But for the sake of sharing the gospel, he was imprisoned.
但因着传福音缘故，佢係被囚过嚟。
And at that time, the church in Philippi, sent him some gift.Brought to him by this man Epaphroditus.
咁當時腓立比嘅教會就藉住呢一個以巴弗多嚟去將一啲禮物送俾保羅。
And as Paul had received these gifts, he wrote this chapter 4 of the Philippians.
咁當保羅 從以巴弗多弗提嚟接過呢禮物嘅時候，佢就寫咗呢第四章呢一段話。
Now, as we remember what Paul said about his life，
當我哋嚟去諗起保羅寫關於佢一生嗰啲嘅話。
Now he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews。
佢係希伯來人中嘅希伯來人。
He was well born。
佢係出生喺一個好好嘅家底。
And not only that, he worked very hard in his days。
唔單止咁樣，佢係好勤奮嘅嚟去工作。
That he had gained many many things。
佢亦都得著好多嘅嘢。
In his days as a Pharisee。
佢係作
法利賽人。
佢係作法利賽人。
But as he come to know the Lord，
但係當佢嚟去認識主嘅時候
，he had counted all these previous things that he once thought gain as loss。
佢看呢一切萬事都為糞土。
And that he wanted only to gain Christ。
佢唯一想要得著嘅就係基督自己。
So Paul here when he speaks of fullness in chapter 4， it's not about money。
所以當保羅喺呢一段話講到豐盛嘅時候，唔係講到錢。
And it's not even about his accomplishment as an apostle of the Lord。
咁亦都唔係講到作為主嗰個使徒佢所成就嘅一切。
How he was able to share the gospel？
佢唔係講到佢點樣能夠聽福音。
And even in his chains, the gospel was made further。
就係甚至佢喺鎖鏈裏面福音都仍然因著佢緣故被傳出去。
Even though Paul was very rejoiced the fact that gospel was preached, Christ was preached。
即使保羅因著福音被傳開去，佢係大大嘅喜樂。
But in the heart of Paul, he had a contentment。
但係喺保羅嘅心裏面，佢有一個嘅滿足。
That is Christ Himself。
呢一個嘅知足就係基督自己。
Regardless of what goes on outwardly，
無論外面所發生嘅事情。
And he has found the fullness。
佢已經得著咗嗰個豐盛。
So, how did Paul？And sort of define fullness in chapter 4.
咁保罗喺第四章里面点样嚟去定义作用呢个丰盛嚟去作定义呢
？In verse 18, he said, "I have all and abound."
喺第十八节嗰度讲到我已经充足。
Now, when does he have fullness?
咁佢几时得着呢一个丰盛呢
？In the verses that we didn't that we read.
剛才我們讀過的經文裡面
And Paul said, in whatever state, that's verse 11.
第十一節, 我無論在什麼境況。
And in verse 12, while abased or while in abundance.
第十二節, 怎樣來去處卑賤, 怎樣來去處豐富。
Everywhere and in all things.
就是隨時隨在。
While in full or in hunger.
無論是飽足或者飢餓。
To abound or suffering need.
或者是有餘或者缺乏。
And in verse 13, He said, "In all things."
喺十三節嗰度講，凡事
that he has found Christ to be his strength.
佢都喺基督裏面得著嗰個能力
that he could do all things.
就係靠著那給我力量嘅，凡事都能做
that Christ is the source of his fullness.
基督就係佢豐盛嗰個源頭
and by having Christ, Paul had it all.
有咗基督佢就有一切
and The mind of our Lord is that we live a life of fullness.
基督主耶稣向我哋嘅心意就系我哋过一个丰盛嘅生命。
And as our song leader also said that the book of Philippians had a lot of joys in the book.
头先领诗嘅弟兄都讲到喺腓立比书里面充满着喜乐。
That while he was in prison preaching Christ, he rejoiced.
即使保罗系被囚过嚟嘅时候。当佢嚟去传讲基督嘅时候，佢就充满着喜乐。
And even when someone else preached Christ, not the same way as he preached.
即使有其他人传基督，唔系用佢同一个方法。
Paul said, "That's okay. As long as Christ was preached, I rejoice."
保罗都系话呢个系可以嘅。只要基督被传出去，我就要嚟去喜乐。
And Paul said in the letter that in his tribulations he rejoiced greatly.
保罗亦都喺呢一封信里面，即使佢喺患难里面，佢仍然大大嘅喜乐。
And he rejoiced and again in the Lord。
佢亦都再一次不断嘅喺主里面嚟去喜乐。
And the life of fullness is also in the book of Philippians a life of peace。
这个丰盛的生命在腓立比书里面我们看到是一个平安的生命。
That when our heart is troubled and anxious for something,
当我们的心来去为难的时候。
And Paul in chapter 4 verse 6, he commanded the Philippians, be anxious for nothing.
在第四章第六节保罗来去提醒腓立比教会要一无挂虑。
That the peace of God,will come and guard our heart.
就是神要赐这个出人意外的平安来去保守你们的心怀意念。
Right, but he didn't say the peace of God will guard you.
在这里没有说神的平安要保守你。
He said the peace of God which surpasses understanding, that will guard you.
这个是神的平安，这个是出人意外的平安，这个要保守你。
Not only that, Paul said we will have enough.
主保罗在这里说不单止你有足够的
but we will abound,
甚至是有余的
and in verse 10 Paul said not only we will have peace but the God of peace will come and be with you
在第十节那里说不单止你要得着平安这个赐平安的神要去保守你
so again and again Paul says not only our God he gives sufficiently
在这里保罗一次一次来去这样来去讲 that, 神是不单止要给足够的你
that this life of fullness is so abundant it is enough to deal with any circumstances
这个丰盛的 生命是何等的丰盛
but,
它是有余的
but after, exactly, after you have dealt with everything else in life you still have more
就是这些的丰盛使你能够处理一切的事情之后你仍然有余来去得着。
That in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said that God has given us all kinds of spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
在以弗所书第一章那里讲到在耶稣基督里面他是赐给我们一切天上各样属灵的福气。
That his grace is sufficient.
他的恩典是够我们用的。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16, John said,
第一章第十六节，保罗约翰亦都这样说，
From his fullness we all received.
从他丰盛的恩典里，我们都领受了。
Grace for grace.
而且恩上加恩。
It is, God has given us some portion of grace.
就好像讲到主是给了一部分的恩典我们。
But our God is not just happy with giving us a little bit of grace.
但神是不满足只是给一部分的恩典我们。
He gave us grace upon grace.
他是要赐恩上加恩给我们。
And from the fullness of God that we have all received.
就是从神的丰盛的恩典里面我们都领受了。
Brothers and sisters, for us, the Chinese people,
弟兄姊妹对于中国人来讲
During the Chinese New Year,
在中国人的新年里面
we always eat a lot of food.
那我们会吃很多东西
But there is a fish on the table, isn't it?
但是每一餐通常都有一条鱼在餐桌上面的
right. It just sounds the same sound as extras, abundance.
因为鱼就是有余这样解释
The meaning is that after this very abundant New Year's dinner,
那个意思就是你吃完这一餐新年大餐之后
Not only you're going to be very full the day after
不单止你之后那天都肚子很饱
But I wish that the whole year you'd have leftovers
但是那个意思就是之后那一年你都每一餐都有余的
We remember in the Gospels there is the story of the five bread and the two fish
在福音书里面我们记得这个五饼二鱼的故事
And there's the thousands of people following the Lord Jesus
在那个故事里面成千这么多的人来去跟从主
And when it got dark and it's time for dinner
天黑的时候要晚饭了
And the disciples came to the Lord
门徒就来到主那里
And they said,Master, shall we send them home so that they can get some food?
咁佢哋就嚟去问主耶稣，主啊，我哋系咪应该差呢人翻屋企，等佢哋可以食嘢咧
？But the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "You feed them."
咁但系耶稣就叫门徒，你嚟去喂佢哋。
And then the disciples said, We don't have enough money for this many people.
咁門徒就回答，我哋冇咁多錢嚟去買食物俾咁多人。
So suddenly the disciples found themselves in need.
咁喺嗰一刻，門徒就發現佢哋係缺乏嘅。
And they looked around, and then there's this young person had 5 bread and 2 fish.
咁佢哋就周圍嚟去望，見到呢一個小子有5饼2鱼。
And the Lord took them.
咁主就攞咗呢5饼2鱼。
After he had given thanks, he started to break.
咁佢就舉起手嚟去祝謝，之後就擘開呢啲餅。
And he distributed this to the disciples and the disciples to the crowd.
咁佢就將呢個餅嚟去分俾門徒，門徒亦都將呢啲嘅餅嚟去分俾呢一班嘅人。
And the Bible said there were 5,000 men in the crowd.
咁聖經嚟去記載嗰一度有5000嘅男士。
And after they've all ate,
当他们吃完之后,
and I trust that you know all the disciples went to them one by one.
咁我实在相信系门徒逐个嚟去派饼俾佢哋。
And they asked Brother Gabriel, "Have you ate enough?"
咁门徒再嚟去问嗰度嘅弟兄Gabriel 弟兄你够唔够啊
？Oh, Gabriel said, "No, I'm so full. I couldn't eat anymore."
咁可能 Gabriel 弟兄就讲我食到好饱啦，我唔可以再食啦。
And then they went to John.
之后他就来去问John弟兄。
John said, "Oh no, I'm very full."
咁John就回答门徒，我食到好饱啦。
And all 5,000 people ate and were full.
咁喺嗰一日，5000个弟兄都食到好饱。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Don't let the leftovers go to waste. Gather them up."
咁耶稣喺嗰度嚟去吩咐，唔好将有剩嘅嚟去浪费。
Gather them up.
你将佢收集起嚟。
So they gathered 12 basketball full.
咁佢哋收集起嚟就有12篮嘅剩余出嚟嘅。
We observe that while the Son of God was supplying to his disciples.
我哋喺嗰度嚟去睇到，当神嘅儿子嚟去供应门徒嘅时候
，He doesn't just give enough.
佢唔系就系俾足够嘅嚟去俾门徒。
And this is the principle when God gives.This is the principle of grace that he deals with us. That God gave us in ways of pressed down.
神赐给我们的时候，他是压下来的。
Shaken together.
佢係喺嗰度嚟去震動嘅。
Right, you're trying to fill a bag full of groceries.
咁你嘗試嚟去買嘢嘅時候，嚟去係裝滿嗰個嘅購物袋。
There's so much food you bought on the counter. How is that going to fit in the bag?
咁你買咗好多嘅餸，點樣能夠將呢啲餸一一嘅嚟去裝滿呢個購物袋咧
？You try to push in.
咁你就嘗試你去將呢啲嘅物嚟去壓到。
You shake your bag.
嚟去搖佢，等佢可以多啲位。
But then afterwards you realize they piled up on top of the bag.
但係當你咁樣做嘅時候，你就發現呢個袋係裝唔夠裝，就係滿出嚟。
And it runs over.
就滿到出嚟，你去啲啲嘢嚟去跌出嚟。
So the gospel said, you know, God gave us in ways of pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
咁福音書就係告訴我哋，當神賜俾我哋嘅嘢時候，係滿載嘅，
連搖帶按，上尖下流，
係上尖下流啊，連搖
帶按，係。
连摇带按，上尖下流。
Right. This is what Paul says. I have everything and abound.
所以呢一度就系保罗所讲我系有余嘅，系一系富足嘅。
We all remember the famous saying Paul said in Romans chapter 8.
我哋都记得喺罗马书第八章保罗嗰一句好出名嘅话。
In verse 37, Paul said, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors."
喺嗰度讲喺呢一切里面我哋系得胜有余嘅。
What are all these things?
咁呢一切嘅事系咩一回事咧
？So in the next verse, he said, "Death, life, angels, principalities." Powers, things present, things to come, heights and depths, and all any other created thing.
咁之後嗰兩節就解釋啦。呢一切嘅事就係無論是死是生，是天使，是掌權的，是有能的，是現在的事，是將來的事，是高處的，是低處的，或是別的受造之物。
He named everything that can be named。
咁喺嗰一度，佢呢一切事上，佢都講出嚟。
From the spiritual world to the physical world。
就係受造嘅物，同埋係靈裡面嘅事情。
That he said in all these things we are more than conquerors。
保羅喺嗰度講呢一切嘅事上。我哋已经得胜有余了。
That none of these would be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
无论一切嘅事都唔能够与我们叫我们与神嘅爱嚟隔绝，就呢一个爱就喺我哋主耶稣基督里面。
That not only we're to have victory over every one of these things.
我哋唔单止喺呢一切事上要得胜有余
，we're to abound in them.
我哋系要得胜有余嘅。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want to raise an analogy for you.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意俾一个嘅例子。
I have come to the city of the NBA champions.
咁我嚟到呢一个职业篮球冠军个呢一个嘅城市。
And I give you an example in the basketball game.
咁我就用一个篮球赛一个嘅例子嚟去做个比喻。
If two teams play and the score comes out 100 versus 50.
咁若果兩隊籃球隊嚟去比賽，咁嗰個嘅分數係100-50。
That is a great victory。
咁呢一個一個好大嘅勝利。
That is what in English you call winning by a mile。
咁喺英文講你係係贏一里路嘅。
中文可能叫大勝啊。
係一個大勝。
Okay. But if you win just by one point。
咁但係若果你係贏咗一分嘅話。
That's called winning by a nose。
咁係小勝，
險勝，
係險勝。
Okay, now in basketball there is a rule。
咁喺籃球裏面有一個嘅條例。
That when the time runs out, the buzzer will sound。
咁當時間嚟去終結嘅時候，咁嗰個嘅鐘就嚟響啦。
Now the rule goes like this: that as long as the buzzer sounded and the basketball left your hand。
咁嗰個規例就係喺你響鐘之前，若嗰個籃球離開咗你隻手。
And whatever happens to the basketball, if it goes into the basket, you get the point.
咁即使個鐘係可能響咗，但係若嗰個波係入咗個籃，即使個鐘係響咗之後，你嗰個分都係計嘅。
So there are so many videos on the internet.
咁喺互聯網上面有好多唔同嘅影片。
People have gathered together all this last second, last fraction of a second video clips。
咁好多人就嚟去收集咗呢一啲最後一秒鐘嘅嚟去嘅勝利。
Oh, how the two teams were tied in a tie game。
咁呢一啲嘅影視像裏面見到原本兩隊波係打和嘅。
And nobody was gonna win。
咁係唔會贏㗎啦。
And suddenly came out a player。
咁突然之間有一個球員。
And when the time ran out, when the buzzer sounded, he threw the ball out。
咁喺個響鐘之前嗰一刻佢掉咗波出嚟。
And it went in, you all hear it, boom, that went in。
咁個波喺響鐘之後咁就入咗個籃。
And the whole basketball exploded, the court blow exploded。
咁成個嗰個球賽咁就啲人就好興奮啦。
The fans are so happy, we won！
嗰啲嘅 fans 亦都好高興，因為佢哋嗰個球隊贏波啦。
But that's winning by a nose！
但係呢一嗰個係一個險勝。
That's not what God promised to us！
神所應許我哋嗰個勝利唔係險勝。
God promised us more than conquerors！
神係要我哋嚟去得勝有餘嘅。
That in our Christian journey，
喺我哋呢一个走主嘅路嘅时候
，many times we encounter that people treat us unfriendly。
好多时候我哋会遇到一啲唔公平嘅待遇。
That we feel uncomfortable inside in our heart。
可能我哋心里面有啲嘅不安。
And our heart is boiling up。
咁我哋嘅心里面就开始嚟去愤怒啦。
Oh, he said something that hurt me。
咁就喺度谂呢一个人讲一啲伤害我嘅话。
Oh, I'm gonna say something to hurt him back。
咁我要讲翻一啲嘅话嚟去伤害翻你。
That comes naturally. That does not need to be learned。 But the Bible also teaches us, you know, do not overcome evil with evil.
但是圣经教导我们不要以这个恶来代恶。
Hey, listen, overcome evil with evil, is that an overcome? Is that a victory?
在这里来想一想,我们以恶来胜恶,是不是一个胜利呢?
If someone treated you with evil, with greater evil, you would be able to overcome him.
如果有人以恶来代你,你可以用更大的恶来胜过他。
You can show him who's the boss.
你可以告诉他,今天哪个是老板。
But that's not a great victory.
但这个不是一个大胜。
Therefore, our God teaches us to overcome evil with good.
所以神来教导我们,来以善来代恶。
To overcome in fullness of life.
是用这个丰盛的生命来得胜。
Francis, our Lord Jesus, while he was on the cross,
弟兄姊妹,当我们的主耶稣在十字架上的时候,
people mocked him.
其他人来嘲笑他。
If you are the Christ, come down.
若果你是基督,你能够下来。
You come down, I believe you.
若果你下来,我就相信你是神的儿子。
You know, this is a talk that angers people.
这些话是叫人来愤怒的。
Our Lord Jesus, the previous night was tried, was beaten, had suffered so much.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上,之前那晚,他是受了很多的苦。
And now while he's on the cross, he had to listen to this.
他现在在十字架上,他现今仍要听到这些嘲笑的话。
And he could just come down.
那一刻,主能够下来。
Show him who's the boss.
他可以来告诉这些人,我今天就是那个老板。
And I'm going to go back up.
之后我可以上去。
But this is the mind of a sinful person. That's me.
这些思想是有罪人出来的思想。
But the Lord Jesus looked at these ungrateful people.
但是主在那一刻,来去周围看这些不感恩的人。
These people had no idea why he's on the cross.
这一班人完全不晓得主耶稣为什么被钉十字架。
These people did not know who the Savior is.
这一班人也都不晓得救主是哪一位。
And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
主在那里来去求父,父啊。 饶恕他们,因为他们所作的,他们不知道。
Brothers and sisters, our natural man is a man of poverty.
弟兄姊妹,我们天然的人是一个贫穷的人。
We fight evil with evil.
我们以恶来代恶。
But the life of our Lord Jesus is a life of abundance.
但是我们主耶稣基督的生命是一个丰盛的生命。
He overcomes evil with good.
他是以善。
And this is the life that he has given to us. That when he came, he said, I have come to give life, and life more abundantly.
他是来,要我们得生命,并且得更丰盛。
And that this life that is in us not only will supply all our daily needs,
这个在我们里面的生命,不单止 要赐给我们充足的来去应付我们每一日。
That after all that we have done, we would have abound.
就是当我们经历这一切之后,是满足有余的。
You know, brothers and sisters, when we hear these commandments of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹,当我们来去听这些主的吩咐的时候,
we are to live life in the fullness.
我们要过一个丰盛的生命。
And when we hear someone mock us, for example,
但当我们来听到其他人来嘲笑我们的时候,
oh, okay, I have to treat him with good.
我们要晓得我要以善来对他们。
But then, so I start pacing in my house.
我就来去在屋企里面走来走去。
I try to hold my anger, but I try to be good to him.
我就来去控制我自己,我不可以来去发愤,我要来去用善来去代他。
You know, sometimes instead of punching the person who offended me, I punch a table.
有些时候,我晓得不可以来去用拳头来去打他,他的面,我就用拳头来打张台。
We gnash our teeth.
我在那里去 切齒。
We try to hold back and swallow the word that is at the teeth of our at the teeth of our mouth。
喺嗰一刻嚟去忍住嚟去唔講一啲我準備講嘅嗰啲嘅憤怒嘅話。
Brothers and sisters, we have a life of poverty。
弟兄姊妹喺我哋裏面有呢一個天然貧窮嘅生命。
Even if we were to overcome, we overcome just by a nose。
即使我哋要用呢個生命嚟去得勝嘅話，我哋只係能夠險勝。
And that is an occasional win, not always。
若果甚至係若果我哋係能夠險勝，都係唔能夠時常嘅。
I remember there was a brother in my local gathering。
咁我記得喺我聚會地方有一個弟兄。
He had some quarrel with some business associate of his。
咁喺嗰度佢同佢一啲嘅生意嘅夥伴有啲嘅爭執。
And the business associate treated him in ways that he could not accept。
咁呢一個生意嘅夥伴就待佢就係用一啲佢唔能夠接受嘅待遇嚟去待佢。
And he came to talk with some of us in one afternoon。
咁呢位弟兄有一個晏晝就嚟到同我哋有啲嘅分享。
We sat there and he talked for 2.5 hours。
咁我哋坐喺嗰度咁佢講咗兩個半小時。
And he so wanted to go to that person and confront him。
咁佢係有一個衝動就係面對面嚟到呢一個生意嘅夥伴嚟去同佢嚟去爭執。
And I thank the Lord while he was talking, I was thinking, what do I tell him？
咁我感謝主，當我嚟去聽佢咁樣講嘅時候，咁我就嚟去求主俾我知道我應該同佢講咩咧
？What do I tell this person who had every right to go and tell him？To tell the person？
咁呢位弟兄佢有佢嘅權利嚟去去爭取佢應當得嘅，但係咁我應該點樣同呢位弟兄嚟去分享咧
？And I turned to him, I said, "Yes, you have the freedom to talk to him."
咁我就同呢位弟兄講，弟兄啊，你有呢一個自由嚟去面對面嚟去爭取你所當得嘅。
You have that freedom, but you also have the freedom of not to talk to him.
咁你有個自由，咁同樣你有個自由就唔走去面對面嚟去爭取。
Brothers in us lives.The life of fullness.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面，是活着一个丰盛的生命。
It is to enable us to deal with every kind of circumstances and then abound.
这个丰盛的生命是容许我们能够面对任何的境况之后是有余的。
Because this wonderful life of Jesus today lives in us.
因为这个奇妙耶稣嘅生命係活喺我哋裏面
，and by that life we are able to overcome。
靠著呢一個嘅生命，我哋能夠得勝。
That we're able to be more than conquerors。
叫我哋能夠得勝有餘。
In the the letter to the Colossians chapter 2。
喺哥羅西書第二章。
You know, Paul said, "In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily."
喺嗰度讲，喺神本性一切嘅丰盛都有形有体居住喺基督里面。
And we are complete; we're made complete in Him.
我哋喺他里面也得了丰盛。
You know, it is not our plan to become full.
得着丰盛唔系我哋嗰一个嘅嘅计划。
All of us, when we first believe in the Lord Jesus, we were very content with having a salvation.
我哋每一个人，当我哋嚟信主嘅时候，我哋能够得着呢个救恩，已经知足啦。
All of us were very happy with an opportunity to be called a child of God.
我哋能够被称为神嘅儿女，我哋大家都好高兴。
And that we can go to heaven one day, that made us so happy.
我哋晓得我哋能够一日入天堂，我哋亦都非常之喜乐。
And as if we couldn't ask for anything else, this is so great.
就好似我哋已经得罪一切之后冇任何嘢能够再要求嘅。
But a life of fullness is what God had desired for us.
但係原来呢一个丰盛嘅生命係神希望我哋所得着嘅。
That not only fullness is in our God.
就是不单止这个神，我们的神有充满着丰盛。
And not only he put that bodily in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他也都将这个的丰盛有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And he also desires that we made complete in Christ.
神也都是期待我们能够在基督里面能够得着丰盛。
He doesn't just want us to have a little bit of Christ.
他不希望我们只得少少的基督。
And it is the purpose of our God that we made complete in Christ.
这个是神的旨意，要我们在基督里面完全的得着丰盛。
That the characters of our God would be made full in us.
就是神一切的丰盛能够在我们里面能够得着满足。
That in this life that once was in poverty,
就是我们这个原本一个贫穷的生命
would be made changed,
使它能够得着改变
would be made anew,
使它能够更新
and that the fullness of our God be able to manifest through us.
就是叫我们能够将神的丰盛能够表达出来。
That through the church of God, that the fullness of God may be demonstrated.
就是藉着神的教会，祂的丰盛能够被彰显出来。
That our God desire his people not only to possess the fullness.
我们的神就是不单止希望祂的百姓能够得着这个丰盛。
But to enjoy it,in everything that they go through.
更加要我们在凡事上都能够享用这个丰盛。
That we be able to live to manifest who he is.
使我们能够活在这个丰盛里面，能够彰显神是一位怎样的神。
Paul in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, he said this.
在腓立比书第一章，保罗咁样讲。
He said that this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
我所祷告嘅第九节，就是要你们嘅爱心喺知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Now, when we read the Bible, when we learn of the Bible, we would have knowledge.
当我们来去读圣经，我们会得着知识。
But when we experience the Bible in our daily lives, we would have discernment, we would have experience.
但是当我们来去在日常的生活里面来去经历圣经的时候，我们就能够得着那个见识。
And these things cannot be learned through ways we naturally learn things.
这一些的经历不可以用我们天然的脑袋来去学习的。
And how we live a Christian life when we go through different experiences.
当我们来去走主的路，来去经历不同的经历的时候。
And Paul here says, we need love.
保罗在这里讲，我们需要爱心。
Not just a little bit of love.
不单只是一些小小的爱心。
But love more and more.
是要多而又多的爱心。
And this is something Paul need prayer.
而这一点，保罗讲到，我们需要祷告的。
You know, can't he just tell them?
保罗不可以就这样吩咐这一班腓立比的教会吗？
That brothers and sisters, you need to love more and more.
他可以来去吩咐弟兄姊妹，你要多而又多的爱。
Because brothers and sisters, in order for us to love,
因为弟兄姊妹，若果我们要爱的话，
in order for love to abound in our midst,
若果我们的爱要在我们当中多而又多的时候，
Paul understand that we must encounter a lot of unloving people.
保罗晓得我们会面对很多不值得爱的人。
We must go through many people that are contrary to us.
我们要遇到很多与我们背景不同的人。
Many people would reject us.
保罗晓得我们会遇到很多拒绝我们的人。
And this is not something that we can attain by ourselves.
而这一点是我们自己不能够来去面对的。
We all desire to love more and more.
我们每一个人都希望能够爱其他人多而又多。
But Paul says, there needs to be prayer.
但是保罗这里说我们要祷告。
There needs to be the work of God in your life.
在那里神的工作要动工在我们的生命里面。
In order for us to abound.
使我们能够有多余的爱。
You know, brothers and sisters, in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus teaches us to love the enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得在福音书里面，主是教我们要爱我们的敌人。
Those who curse you, bless them.
就是那些来去是咒诅你的，你要去祝福他们。
And those who hit you on one side of your cheek, you let them hit the other side.
若果有人打你一边的面，你要让他来去打另外一边的面。
And if someone comes to you and asks you for things,
若果有人来到你那里要得一些的事物，
and give it to him.
你要俾佢。
And not only give to him, don't ask it back.
唔单止要俾佢，你俾佢嘅时候唔好要求佢俾翻你。
Our brother Christian Chen told this story.
陈希珍弟兄讲过一个故事。
That there was a missionary who went to Africa.
有一个嘅宣教士去到非洲里面。
That he was translating the Bible into the local language.
咁佢喺嗰度嚟去翻译圣经，翻译到当地嘅语文。
That when he came to this verse, he was troubled.
咁当佢嚟到呢一节嘅经文之后嘅时候，佢就好为难。
He said, "If I translate this verse and they had this knowledge."
咁佢就喺度谂，若果我嚟去翻译呢句嘅话，咁呢班人就晓得呢个知识啦。
And if they came in and asked me for my piano.
咁之后佢嚟到我嘅面前嚟去问我攞我嘅琴。
And then they asked me for my things.
咁或者佢嚟去问我攞其他嘅事物嘅时候。
And I'm supposed to love them.
咁根据圣经我要爱佢哋。
And I'm supposed to give to them and not ask for it back.
咁我要将我所得佢哋求嘅时候我就俾佢哋，亦都唔可以叫佢哋俾返我。
So he was greatly troubled.
咁喺嗰度佢就好为难啦。
He bargained with the Lord.
咁喺嗰度嚟去同神有啲嘅讲述。
Could I skip this verse and not translate it?
咁佢喺嗰度问神啦，可唔可以唔翻译呢一节嘅经文呢？
And the Holy Spirit would not allow him.
咁圣灵喺嗰度唔俾佢咁样做。
And he asked the Lord, could I paraphrase this verse and not translate it exactly?
咁佢亦都喺嗰度问主，咁我唔可唔可以嚟去改动少少，唔逐句逐个字逐个字嚟去翻译咧？
And the Holy Spirit would not allow him.
咁圣灵喺嗰度唔容许咁佢咁样做。
So he translated it word for word.
咁佢喺嗰度就每一个字每一个字好精准嘅去翻译。
And surely because he knows these local people.
咁喺当然嘅，因为佢好认识当地嘅人。
Once they read that verse, they came to his house.
当佢哋嚟去读咗呢节已经翻译咗出嚟经文嘅时候，佢哋就嚟到佢屋企。
At the darkness of the night, he couldn't sleep.
咁喺深夜里面，佢唔能够瞓觉。
Because they took away all his furnitures.
因为呢一班当地嘅人攞走晒佢嘅家私。
But then suddenly he heard people talking outside.
突然之间，佢就喺出面听到有人喺度倾谈。
And these local people came back to him.
呢一班当地嘅人就翻嚟佢嗰度。
They brought back his stuff.
将佢哋已经攞走嘅家私还翻俾呢位弟兄。
And the leader told him, "We took it. We were very happy to have your things."
咁当地人嗰个嘅领袖就同呢位宣教士讲，我攞咗你啲嘢，我哋好高兴。
But for some reason, our heart was not comfortable.
但系唔知咩原因我哋嘅心好不安。
So we decided to bring it back to you.
咁所以我决定将呢一啲嘅家私还翻俾你。
Friends, sisters, on that day, our missionary brother learned this lesson.
弟兄姊妹，呢一位宣教士嘅弟兄喺嗰一日就学咗一个功课。
That if for him to be abundant by his own strength, he could not do it.
佢就嚟去學習到靠著佢自己嘅能力，佢係唔能夠活一個豐盛嘅生命。
To love, he was not able to do.
要佢嚟去愛呢一班當地嘅人，佢自己唔能夠做到。
And to love these people whom he knew what they were going to do, he wasn't going to do it.
要去愛呢一班佢好曉得佢哋呢一班人會所向佢所作嘅事情，佢唔能夠愛佢哋。
You know, brothers and sisters, have there come to a time in our life?
弟兄姊妹，我哋有冇嚟到人生嘅一點
that when we read a Bible verse,
就是当我们来去读到圣经里面一节圣经的时候，
that we say to ourselves,
我们来去跟自己说，
man, I can apply this to anybody else but this one person.
你就会说，这一句的经文我能够应用在所有的人身上面，除了这一个。
This is too hard for me.
要应用在这个人是不可能的。
You know, in our language, there is a phrase.
在我们的言语里面有一句这样说。
You know, when a man and a woman, they love each other.
当一个男人去爱，互相相爱的时候。
And they call it fall in love.
咁佢哋就讲到係堕入爱河。
对。It's as if you are walking on the street.
就好似你喺条街里面行走嘅时候。
And you didn't see there's a hole on the floor.
你佢係见唔到地下中间有个窿。
You didn't plan for it.
咁你係冇计划嘅。
You went in.
你就跌咗落呢个窿里面。
It wasn't something we planned for.
呢一个唔系我哋能够系计划出嚟嘅。
If it were up for me to plan.
若果我能够系为咗呢件事情嚟去计划嘅话。
I would not love this person according to the Bible.
我就唔会根据圣经嚟去爱呢个人。
I would not love the enemy, my enemy this way.
我唔会嚟去爱。咁样嚟去爱我嘅敌人。
I would not think of him and smile.
我諗起佢嘅时候我唔会有微笑。
I would not dream him in my dreams and smile.
我喺发梦里面諗起呢个人我唔会嚟去微笑。
I would not go to him and say, talk to me more, I want to hear your voice.
我唔会走去呢个人面前同佢讲同我有多啲嘅交通我想听到你讲嘢。
But we would rather avoid the person.
我哋却系尝试嚟去逃避呢个人。
Brothers and sisters, apart from the Lord, indeed we can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，实在除喺主以外，我哋唔能够作任何嘅事情。
But I thank the Lord that this life of fullness is in us right now.
但系感谢主，呢一个丰盛嘅生命呢一刻就喺我哋里面。
That wherever we go.
就是无论我们处在任何的境况
whatever circumstances we encounter,
无论我们要面对任何的事情
that we would be able to say that love and fullness and everything we need is in us.
我们能够来去说这个的爱这个的丰盛这一切我们所需要的都已经在我们里面了。
And, I want to talk to you just a little bit of how we can enjoy this life of fullness.
愿意同大家分享更多就是讲到我们怎样能够享用这个丰盛的生命呢？
And while I was preparing for this part, I used the word how I can enter into the life of fullness.
当我来去分享的时候我就想起应该是来去分享我们怎样能够进入这个丰盛里面呢？
But then the Lord reminded me that I don't have to go into it, I'm already in it.
但是主又提醒我其实我已经在这个丰盛里面所以我不需要讲怎样进入这个丰盛。
That I don't have to work for it, it's already here.
实在这个丰盛我们不需要靠我们的能力来去进入的因为我们已经在里面。
That not only I want it, but my Heavenly Father, my Lord, He wanted for me to have it and enjoy it so much more than I do.
不单止我自己是希望得着这个丰盛，是我们的天父是比更加是希望我们能够进入享用这个丰盛。
So I want to just raise this one word Paul used in Philippians chapter 4 verse 11.
所以我愿意跟大家分享腓立比书四章十一节里面一个嘅词语。
Paul said that I speak not in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
十一节嗰度讲，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的。
Right. Paul, after he had many revelations from the Lord,
喺呢一度。保罗已经得着从主好多嘅启示。
You know, he was the one who can most systematically explain the gospel.
佢能够好清晰嘅去解释主嘅福音。
And he had visions of the Lord. He had conversations with the Lord.
佢从主里面亦都得着好多主嘅意象。佢亦都从主里面得着好多嘅话。
And yet he said, "This is something that I had to learn."
但喺呢一度所讲到嘅就系呢一件事我系都要系学习嘅。
You know, the Bible over and over it tells us that.We need to follow a pattern.
喺圣经里面系不断嘅嚟去叫我哋要跟随，要去跟随一个样式。
That on this matter, Paul said, "I have learned. You also learn this."
喺特别喺呢一点里面，保罗讲到，我已经学会了，你们亦都要去学习。
For the non-believing people,
对于一班唔信主嘅人。
When they think of fullness,
当他们来去想起丰盛,
some of them might say this,
有些人可能会这样说,
you know, I am very close to fullness,
可能他们会说, 我是很近这个丰盛,
that I just need one more zero at the end of my bank account,
我在银行户口号码我只要多一个零就得着这个丰盛了。
But for Christians,
对于信主的人
you know, we think that we draw near to the Lord,
我们认为当我们来去靠近主的时候
we come to the meetings,
当我们来聚会的时候
we fellowship with our brothers and sisters,
当我们和弟兄姊妹来去交通
and sometimes when we pray, when we sing, we were filled with the love of the Lord,
当我们来去唱诗歌我们祈祷的时候我们就被神的爱来去充满
and we areIn general, very happy with our Christian life.
咁我哋普遍嘅嚟去讲，我哋对于我哋呢一个信主嘅生命系满足嘅。
And if I were to say, what is going to be the fullness of my Christian life?
咁若果我系嚟去讲到咁我喺信主嘅生命里面呢一个满足系点样一回事咧
？Perhaps I just need one more thing.
咁係要多一件事係要啲咩嘅事呢
I just need one more thing, Lord.
我要同主講我只係需要多一件事。
For this wife of mine to be more loving.
就係叫我嘅太太如果你叫我嘅太太更加充滿愛心嘅話我就能夠得著呢個豐盛。
For my church brothers and sisters, they can work with me better.
或者我哋求主叫我哋聚會裡面嘅弟兄姊妹能夠與我更好嘅配搭咁就好啦咁就豐盛啦。
Then wherever I go, whatever I do, I would be have everything and I have abundance.
若果无论我去边一度喺凡事上我都系顺利嘅话咁我就有呢个丰盛啦。
But brothers and sisters, Paul didn't say, "Let your circumstances learn to be abundant."
但系弟兄姊妹喺呢一度保罗冇咁讲就系让呢一啲境况叫我哋学习呢个丰盛。
Paul did not say, "Let the poverties or riches let these things pass away."
保罗亦都冇喺呢度咁样讲，话让呢啲嘅缺乏，呢一啲嘅饥饿过咗之后。
But Paul said, in these difficulties, in these circumstances, I have learned.
但系保罗却系讲喺呢一啲嘅境况里面，我已经学会了。
It is not the circumstances that got changed.
唔系呢啲嘅境况改变咗之后，我哋先学到。
It is the apostle Paul. He changed.
却系。保罗他自己被改变。
And he has come to this secret.
他就得着这个秘诀。
That whatever it is that I go through.
就是无论他经历的是什么东西。
That I have learned from an example.
我已经是从一个例子里面来去学习。
Didn't the book of Hebrews say that our Lord Jesus, even he had to learn obedience through suffering?
在希伯来书那里讲到甚至我们的主耶稣基督也都是要在这个顺服的功课藉着受苦来去学习。
How can we not learn from that pattern?
如果是这样的话我们怎样不能够从这个样式里面来去学习呢
Where else can we learn this?
我们能够在哪一处能够学习到呢
We hear about the life of fullness.
我们听闻到这个丰盛的生命。
We hear this is the desire of our God for us.
我们都晓得这个是神渴望我们能够得着的。
But brothers and sisters, this cannot be taught by humans.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个丰盛的生命不是人能够教我们能够得着的。
Paul prayed for these brothers and sisters to learn this lesson.
在这里保罗祈祷希望这班的弟兄姊妹能够学习这个功课。
This lesson has to be taught by the Lord.
这个的功课是唯有神能够教我们能够学习到。
That we follow his example.
叫我们能够跟随他那个样式。
How our Lord Jesus in all his circumstances was obedient to the Father.
要学习我们的主耶稣在凡事上都是顺服神的旨意。
How our Lord Jesus found strength in all the things that he did.
就是要学习我们的主耶稣在这一切的事上是能够得着能力。
That even in the garden, he found strength to do it.
即使主耶稣在客西马尼园里面他都是能够顺从神的旨意。
Then the same way we must learn.
同样我们都要这样来学习。
So brothers and sisters, there is only one way to this secret.
弟兄姊妹得着这个秘诀只有一条的路。
Is that we submit ourselves to the Lord.
就是我们顺服我们的主。
In whatever circumstances he brings our way.
就是在一切的境况一切的事上我们都来去顺服我们的主。
In riches, in poverty,
无论是在丰富在卑贱
in fullness or in hunger
无论是饱足饥饿
in love or in the presence of an enemy
我们在爱里面或者在敌人面前
that we learn this lesson
我们都要来去学这个功课
and then we will get the secret
然后我们就能够得着这个秘诀
then we will know this, the power and the fullness of this life
然后我们就能够晓得这个丰盛生命同埋嗰个能力。
That we will not only just have enough, but abound.
叫我们不单止有足够的却是有余的。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们请低头有点的祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we have tasted you and we say you are so good to us.
主我们感谢你我们实在是尝过主恩的滋味实在是美好。
Lord Jesus, we pray that you will continue to help us in this area of our life.
主，求你在我们这个生命这一部分继续的叫我们能够学习。
To transform this life of poverty into a life of fullness.
实在来去改变我们这个贫穷的生命能够得着这个丰盛的生命。
In our personal life, in our corporate life.
无论在我们个人的生活里面或者在教会团体的生活里面。
That you be exalted in our midst.
叫你在我们当中能够得着高举。
That the words of the Bible is not only a knowledge to us.
叫圣经的话不单止是一些知识。
But something that we can experience.
却是这些我们能够经历的。
Something that we, with our own lives, we prove it is true and living.
就是这些话叫我们在我们的生活里面来去见证是又真又活的。
We pray that you will bless us.
我求你祝福我们。
And help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.